Ileana Matos performing August from the Songs of the Calendar by Eduardo Martín. Coming up next, an interview with composer Matthew Dunn. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Next on this look at music written about summer, Jerome Ducharme performs Appalachian Summer by Matthew Dunn. Matthew Dunn spoke about his piece.
Yeah, I was asked to write this piece, Appalachian Summer, for the Guitar Foundation of America International Competition. And every year they commission a new piece that all the competitors have to play. The intent of the piece is to give the competitors a chance to show what they can do as players. And it also helps the judges, who have to listen to, you know, 30, 40, 50 players in a row and choose the semifinalists. And it's nice to have them all playing, you know, a new piece that nobody has any preconceived ideas about. It's like a blank slate. And it's a great thing for the competitors to have, you know, something new that they're all starting in exactly the same place on. And the first time I heard that piece was at the GFA convention, but not an official performance of it. I just went into, you know, there's a room at this convention where there's a lot of guitar makers that hang out and people are selling stuff. And a lot of people go in there and try guitars. And Jerome Ducharme, who I had never, you know, met before, you know, was trying a guitar playing my piece. So I walked by and I heard it. It was the first time I ever heard it, because I didn't learn it when I was writing it. You know, I just kind of wrote it and then sent it off, and that was the end of it. And he was the eventual winner, and I mean, he really sounded great on it. Really, really great.
Thank you.
Matthew Dunn's piece titled Appalachian Summer, performed by Jerome Ducharme. And before that, we heard an interview with Matthew Dunn. This is the Summer Suite Opus 11 by Alfonso Carlos Miguel. It's performed by Duo Capriccioso.
Thank you.
Summer Suite Opus 11 by Alfonso Carlos Miguel, performed by Duo Capriccioso. Astor Piazzolla's Verano Porteño is a musical depiction of summer in Buenos Aires. We'll hear it performed by the Bandini Chia Chiaretta duo and I Musici di Parma. Thank you. Verano Porteño or Summer in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla. The Bandini Chiacchieretta duo was joined by I Musici di Parma. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music of summer with the York Guitar Quartet performing the Brazilian Fantasy from Jazz on a Summer's Day by David Scarth. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music of summer, we've just heard the York Guitar Quartet performing the Brazilian Fantasy from Jazz on a Summer's Day by David Scarth. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience.
Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.